Now time for a locker room chat with Valley Falls boys and basketball coach Caleb Gatzenmeyer after a couple of games from last week. Coach, we'll start off with your guys' loss to Horton on the road. Tough one, 54-45 against a very good Chargers team. Your thoughts on that game?
It was a great game. I mean, it was back and forth. I don't think the final score indicated how close the game was throughout the night. I think they held a 1-point lead at halftime, and it was a matter of us not executing in the final moments of the game. And Becker hit a couple shots, and he had a couple back-to-back threes, and then they just made shots when we didn't. We had some turnovers late that caused us to not be there when we needed to be, and. It was a great game. It was a great test for our guys. After the game, I talked about a few things and I challenged our guys for the upcoming remainder of the schedule. And it was a game where we didn't get a whole lot of scoring outside of anybody but Zach. Zach was tremendous. Shot the ball efficient again from the field. He ended with 28 points. Had a big week last week. And but I think that. That game made us better for last night and able for us to come out with a win over McLeod.
Yeah, speaking of that game, really felt like you guys put together a full four quarters, 67-29 over McLeod on the road, and kind of seemed like you had certainly had to take out some frustrations on McLeod.
Well, it was just a game where, actually we played three quarters really well because, with the running clock in the fourth quarter, we only scored 3 points in the fourth quarter, but, the second quarter, we got things going, and we're doing some really, really good things going into halftime. And, the third quarter was probably the best basketball that we've played all year. We had all five guys that contributed that quarter. Hayden led us in scoring with 17, and Zach and Dylan both had 16, and Thayer Coleman ended with 9, and John Frakes had 8. And so we were just a few buckets away from five guys in double figures, and that's huge for us. If we can, get scoring from multiple guys, it just makes us that much tougher to defend. But last night was a matter of us putting a game plan together and doing and executing things and creating turnovers, getting out in transition, hitting some shots from the outside, attacking the basket, doing all the things that we've talked about doing all year long. We're getting healthy. Dylan had his best game since he's been back from injury. And, if we get a three-headed monster going, I think we're going to be a really, really tough team for teams to face.
And that's for sure. And coming up, those games are now in the rearview mirror, looking ahead to your next three games there against the top three teams back-to-back-to-back in the NAKL, starting off with second place ATTHS at home. First matchup with them was a 50-41 loss. What are some things that you remember from that game that you're going to try to change a little bit differently and try to get the win on Friday?
I think our team is different than it was then. That was our first game after Dylan went down with his injury, and we played really, really well defensively. That game, other than the fact that we gave up too many transition buckets. We let Trent and Kimmy have a big game. He got out in transition, scored some easy buckets, and, we're not the same team, but, we've got to be better, and we've got to be able to, put the ball in the basket because they're a dangerous team when they get going from, the different playmakers that they have all across the board. So, keeping them out of transition will be key for us, and then being able to shoot the ball from the outside because I have a feeling we're going to see some man-to-man defense, but we'll also see some of that 2-3 spread-out zone that they like to play.
Yeah, it should be interesting to see how you guys match up. It should be a lot of fun. Coach, thank you so much for taking your time out of the day to spend time with us, and appreciate it, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, Jared.
That was Valley Falls boys and basketball coach Caleb Gatzenmeyer here on Locker Room Chat.